Welcome back to Hamby Stadium, everyone. Coach King's joined us. Coach, first half was a little bit of good, bad, and ugly, a little bit of everything. Second half, it got everything pretty much lined out and get and come out with a win.
Yeah, you know, we were on worst enemy in the first half. Offensively, with turnovers and missed scoring opportunities and penalties, and defensively, we gave up some big plays, and, you know, we just kind of did a little bit of everything. Turnovers hurt us. Not fielding kicks hurt us, gave us a long field. But, you know, I thought, you know, after the first half, and offensively, I thought that we had a pretty good idea how they were going to try to play us and had some things that would work. Really liked the running game. And, you know, then the second half, our defense, you know, did a good job of keeping them out of the end zone.
Second half, the defensive line put a lot more pressure on the quarterback, and I think that that helped the secondary, too, with that kind of pressure.
Yeah, it did. You know, they played us with some wide splits, and, you know, we kind of wanted to get an idea on them before we started bringing some of our pressure stuff. And, you know, they hurt us a little bit. The big pass play they hit on the sucker route down the sideline, we overplayed it, you know, and gave them short grasp of the turnover and, you know, just different things like that. And then, you know, they run a motion out of the backfield, and we think it pass and don't fit a run. So, you know, all those things, it's just kind of we were in disarray for a little bit. But those were the kind of things that concerned us going in, because they're very talented at skill positions. And, you know, they got track speed everywhere at skill spots. And having an open week and just how rusty were we going to be, you know, to play somebody else at game speed and all that stuff, you know, I think that kind of factored in.
That was one of the things Gene brought up at halftime was is there a little bit of a lull? Does it take you a little bit to get back into the swing of things after an open week?
Sometimes it does. You know, I was real pleased with the open week practices because I thought our kids were really sharp and got after each other. And Monday was pretty good, and Tuesday it wasn't quite as good, and Wednesday was a little bit worse. So, you know, it's a situation where, you know, maybe you get tired of going against each other, you know, during that time. And, you know, which I didn't think we banged too bad, but you lose focus, and, you know, kids are ready to play, and, you know, but, you know, you still got to prepare and practice to go out and play. And I told them, I said, y'all go to reading into things like reading scores and comparing scores with us and beating Rockwall, and then Rockwall beating them. I said, you're going to fall into a fool's game because, you know, it's two totally different matchups. They were 100% healthy tonight with the people they put on the field. And, you know, they went to Rockwall, they lost the quarterback early, and then they kind of got in disarray, and things snowballed on them. So we knew it'd be a struggle, you know, but still, if we focus on the mistakes we're making, penalties and, you know, some unforced error stuff that we got to do better at. And, you know, it seems like we make a big play on offense, there's always a penalty foul, you know, to negate it of some sort. We lost, I guess, 10 points down there in the first half on just penalties, you know, because we scored a touchdown pass, and they called my offense pass interference, which I didn't agree with. I thought it wasn't the right call, but, I'm not throwing a flag. And then we miss the field goal and come back and throw a ball to the three and get a penalty for that, you know, with whatever's left in the half. So that cost us, and you got to do that against good people.
To Cade Meredith tonight, I had him 365 yards rushing. I may be off a little bit, but that was quite an impressive performance for a running back.
He had a heck of a night. You're right. He come back from that little injury he had, and I knew he'd play well. I mean, he's worked extremely hard since the time, you know, that he was injured, and with his conditioning and things like that. My biggest concern with him was him taking a hit and, you know, him playing with a little bit of pain because, you know, those things hurt. And he's a tough kid, and I think he showed it tonight. And I thought our offensive line did a great job up front with putting some seams in there. And when he sticks his foot in the ground against North and South, I mean, he's hard to catch, and he does a great job with it, you know. And he was upset at himself, I guess, coming off of maybe the next last run. He missed a cut. He said, "The coach, I saw it, and I missed it." I said, "Well, that's fine. You'll make it the next time, you know." And but that's just kind of kid he is. Great kid, hard worker, and extremely talented. I'm glad he's playing for the Lobos.
What's amazing about him, if he gets a step, which he's had a few times, nobody can catch that guy. I mean, you think, well, he's going to get caught with an angle, but he got about four different gears.
Yeah, he was fixing to go 99. He tripped up over one of our guys. Yeah. But he was fixing to take it to the house. And we got it creased, and you know, we run a little old dub play out of a heavy set, and we got it washed, and fullback kicked it, and we hit a crease. He hit the backside of it, and I'm talking about, I said, he's out. And lo and behold, he tripped over a guy who was blocking, doing it, doing everything he could, trying to help him get there, you know. But I was pleased up front. I was pleased with the running game, you know, and we had some chance for some big pass plays, and we were a little, either got a penalty or we're a little off on the throw or not quite make the catch. But we're going to get those. We're going to start connecting. I do believe that. Kids are playing hard and trying hard. I was real pleased. Another thing, the offensive line was with the protection pickups, all those blitz packages they gave us. Now, we missed it once. And Haynes got out of there and scrambled for a first down. But for the most part, all night long, our offensive line did a good job of identifying what they saw and picking it up. You know, tight ends, running backs, everybody involved with protection. I thought that was a good job. I was worried about that coming in.
Defensively, in the second half, you had a lot more pressure on the quarterback, and that, like you said, that helps the secondary. Did you change up anything at halftime?
Not really. I mean, we called a few different blitzes, but you brought them from different areas. I mean, we're still going to be a 4 or 5 man pressure. And I thought up front that the defensive line did a good job of getting a push and penetrating and disrupting the pocket and flushing him out of there. You know, we had a couple of busts in the first half. I wasn't necessarily say he was bad. We just busted the coverage and gave him a big play. But when our DBs, you know, they're kind of like offensive linemen. They get adjusted to how they're trying to play us, how they're trying to attack us, and we started squeezing routes a little bit better.
It looked like maybe we had a little deeper rotation on the defensive line tonight. I mean, seemed like we saw some of the guys that played more than they have been.
Yeah, you did. I mean, particularly in the second half. I mean, I think we rotated 5 guys in the first half in the 3 defensive line positions and played, I believe it was 4 linebackers and a couple different safeties, you know. So Tyree Hale had an interception. He played most of the second half. You know, after Robert got his interception, he didn't go back in. I don't know his status, but I'm hoping he'll be okay. So, you know, we played a few guys there.
Well, I don't want to finish without talking about the crowd that came. It was a lot of Lobo fans made the trip up here. There's a lot more Lobo fans made a 100-mile trip than there were Mesquite Horn fans that made a 5-mile trip. So we had a good crowd, and that's got to please you to see that kind
sure
of
support. Sure enough. I thought we'd travel well. I mean, I thought back last time we came here in 2017, we had one heck of a crowd, and they didn't leave. And we were getting beat like 32 points at half, and they hung in there with us and supported the team. And it was another good crowd tonight, and you know, great support out of all of our Lobo fans and our support groups with the band, the Viewettes, cheerleaders, all those people. So we do appreciate the crowd and how they get into the ball game and how they support our kids, and having all those family members here. It means a lot to our kids to be able to go out and perform in front of them. So I'm super proud of this team to be 2-0. They had to earn it the hard way. I mean, we didn't get any breaks, let's put it that way, however you want to call it. But yeah, that's what I told them. You got to prepare for those. You got to play through it. That's what we did. We played through it, and we settled down and played ball. And the flip script, the script was flipped for us to start taking advantage of it.
We got to be nice, because we got to come up here not one but 2 more times this year. So we don't want to make any enemies.
Well, no, and I'm not trying to make an enemy. But I mean, you know, some of those are the right call. Yeah. You know, and some of them, you know, I don't always agree with everybody. I'm sure you don't agree with me either. But no, we got to control what we can control and fix the errors we make.
Well, you get to come back home next week. You're going to play a Rockwall Heath team that's been scoring a lot of points, and a different kind of philosophy, different on offense than they've been running the last few years. So it ought to be a high-scoring game.
I hope it's not a shootout. If it is, hopefully we shoot one more point than they do, you know. Mike Spradlin, he was at Temple, you know, when we played them in the playoffs back in 2011, and he's known for wide open offense, that fast tempo stuff that he did when he was at Houston and what he carried with him, the high school ranks. He's won a bunch of games. He's turned a bunch of programs around. So that's what they tell me. They're very explosive offensively, difficult to defend. So we'll see. I don't know how they did tonight. I think they had Rockwall in the rivalry game, so I'm sure it was a good game.
Yeah, Rockwall came out on top by I think it was 38-17.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You know, not surprised really about that. I mean, Rockwall's a little more experienced football team than what Heath is, and you know, they got. I think Jackson might have played tonight, so he was supposed to. So he gives them a boost that they need. But yeah, 2-0, get Heath at our place, and it'll be a very important ball game for our team. A chance to go to 3 wins in district. You know, and the right 3 wins get you in, possibly. I think 4 for sure, and you know, and we're shooting for more than that. You know, but we got to take care of number 3 next week if we want to get to what we're shooting for.
All right. Well, everybody's got a long trip home, so we're going to let you get back down. And you did give us a little bit of bad news when you got up here that the elevator's out. So that means we've all got to carry all our stuff down about 4 floors, and so it might be a little while before we before we get out of here.
Well, I'm gonna follow Gene. He ain't going in front of me.
That's right. All right. Thanks, Coach, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week. Okay, that's going to wrap it up. It's getting late, and I know everybody's ready to go head back. And we know, Matt, thank you for everything you do. And I know you're probably ready for us to get up there, too, so you can get out of there. So we appreciate you all being here. We'll be back on the air next week. Rockwall Heath at home. Pre-game coaches show at 7. Pre-game around 7:15 or so. Kickoff at 7:30. Thanks for being with us. So for Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and Gene Morris, this is Mike Richardson saying goodnight, everyone, on 106.5 Jack FM. See you next week.